வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 7th chapter, text number 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of March, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam. வதந்தி தத் தத்தவிதம் சத்யம் ஜத் ஞானம் அத்வயம் பிரம்மேதி பரமாத்மேதி பகவானிதி சப்த. நாலேஜ் மீன்ஸ் தத்துவஜான், டு நோ தி அப்சல்யூட் ட்ரூத். இன் தி பகவத்கீதா ஆல்சோ கிருஷ்ணர் சேஸ் தட் மனுஷானாம் சஹஸ்ரேஷு கஷ்சித் ஜததி சித்தய ஜத்தாம் விசித்தானாம் கஷ்சித் வேத்திமாம் தத்தம். எவ்ரிதிங் சுட் பி அண்டர்ஸ்டூட் இன் ட்ரூத். சோ அவர் திஸ் கிருஷ்ண கான்சியஸ்னஸ் மூவ்மெண்ட் இஸ் ட்ரைங் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தி அப்சல்யூட் ட்ரூத். சோ இன் அனதர் பிளேஸ் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் ஜன்ம கர்மம் தீபம் ஜு ஜானாதி தத்த. எனி ஒன் ஹூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் அப்சல்யூட் ட்ரூத் ஃபேக்சுவலி ஆஸ் ஹி இஸ், நாட் பை மென்டல் ஸ்பெகுலேஷன் பட் பை தி பரம்பரா சிஸ்டம். சோ தேர் ஃபோர் தி ஆத்தர் ஆஃப் சைத்தன்ய சரிதாமிருதா ஹி இஸ் பிகினிங் வித் குரு, குட் பி குர்வாதி. Beginning is the Guru, the spiritual master, because he is representative of the parampara system, disciplic succession. Therefore, whatever we do, we must first of all try to understand from Guru. Srila Rupa Goswami also says in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Adu Gurbasram. The beginning of spiritual life is to accept the bona fide spiritual master. Sadharma Pritcha. then inquiry from the spiritual master. The approach should be by full surrender. Tadvidhi pranipate na tattam atadvidhi. By pranipatena, prakishta rupena nipat. Just like we have learned how to offer obeisances to the spiritual master, to the gurus, falling down flat, pranipat, no reservation, falling flat. That is called pranipat. So one has to approach the spiritual master. That is the Vedic injunction. Tat vijnanartham, tat means tattva. In order to understand the tattva was to absolute truth, vijnan. Vijnan means practical science, not theoretical. Theoretical is gyan. When that is practically applied in life, that is called vijnana. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, the statement is there. Jnanam me paramam guhyam jad vijnana samannitam. Jnana and vijnana. We are very much proud of seeing things. Somebody says, can you show me God? But just try to understand what is the power of our eyes. Now there is no light, so our seeing power is vanished. In this way, all the powers of our senses are conditional. Under certain condition we can see, under certain condition we can hear. Therefore, at the present moment, our life is conditional. We act, we see, we walk, we hear, we smell, we touch, under certain condition. Just like I bought my eyes, because my sight power is less, so I take the condition of a glass and try to see. Similarly, this material condition is like that. Spiritually, we have got the power of seeing, the power of hearing, the power of speaking, power of touching, power of smelling. But because we are covered by this material body, all these powers have become conditional, not absolute. So those who are inquisitive to understand the absolute life or spiritual life, he must accept a guru. Therefore Chaitanya Charitamrita Kar says, purbe, in the beginning, acharyavan purusha veda. If we actually are serious to understand the absolute truth, then one must have the shelter of acharya. Acharya bhan. This bhan word is used when one possesses astarthe bhatupratta. So when one possesses the shelter of acharya, then his knowledge is perfect. So the beginning of spiritual life, adu gudbhasra, that is the beginning. Every shastra, every Vedic scripture, just like Krishna, he is the original spiritual master. Tene brahma rida adikave. Ja, brahma. Brahma is the first living creature within this universe. So he was also enlightened and educated by the Supreme Lord. Not that because he is Brahma, he is independent. Nobody is independent. Knowledge must be received from the authority, and the supreme authority is Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So here, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and his life, practical life. He is Krishna, And he is personally speaking. Krishna first of all spoke about himself in the Bhagavad Gita. But foolish persons, murha, abhijandanti mang murha, manusim tanumasit. So, Krishna was misunderstood. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. People misunderstood. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his high populances, he himself, his expansion, his incarnation, his energy, personal energy and marginal energy. There is no association of the external energy. As it is said here, that Guru Tattva kahiyachi eve pacher bicha. Guru Tattva is also along with him. He is also representative of the Supreme Lord. Acharya mang bijanya. So, that Guru Tattva has been explained by the author Kaviraj Goswami in 5 chapters, in 6 chapters. And the 7th chapter, he is describing the 5 tattvas. Isha Prakash, Nityananda Prabhu, is the direct manifestation of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachishita Hoilo Sei, Balaram Hoilo Nita. So Nityananda Prabhu is the first expansion of Lord Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anna. When you speak of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you should understand immediately that he is Krishna in Radha's attitude, Radha Bhava. Krishna, Radha and Krishna, they are one, they are not different. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikiti Alladini Shakti Asma. Radharani is expansion of Krishna's pleasure potency. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but the pleasure potency of Krishna is prominent in his activities. Because Krishna, in order to understand himself, he took the position of Radharani to understand himself. Personally, he could not understand his potencies. But when we appear as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the attitude of Radharani's love for Krishna, Krishna Prema, then he could fully understand him. These are very intricate subject matter to understand, and this is the fact. So, as Krishna expands himself by his omnipotencies, parasa shakti vividaiva sriyate, Krishna has got multipotencies. We cannot imagine. Inconceivable potencies. So, the whole universe is manifestation of his potencies. Shakti parinamba, ekasthane sthita shagne, josna vistarina jatha, parasya brahmana shakti, sarvidam akhilam jagat. This is said in the Vishnu Purana. That like the fire, we have got this lamp, it is situated in one place, but the light and heat are expanding. Similarly, Krishna is situated in his own abode, which is known as Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. This is a statement of Brahma Sanghita. He is situated in his own place, own abode, known as Goloka Vrindavan. But he is expanding himself. Akhilatma bhuta. Everywhere he is present. Andantarastham paramanu chayantarastham govindamadipurisham tamang vajami. He has expanded himself by his energy. Just like heat and light, the energy of fire expands. It is very easy to understand. Similarly, the energies, multi-energy, not only one, but multi-energies. Parasya-sakti-vividhaya-vasyate. So his energies are acting so nicely that everything is coming in front as if automatically done. But it is not automatically done. This is foolishness. To understand that nature is working automatically is foolishness. The nature is working under the direction of Krishna. That is real understanding. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sacharachara. At the present moment, the so-called scientists, philosophers, they are simply studying the working of the material nature. But they do not know behind this material nature the real powerful is there. Just like we are enjoying the electric light, electric power. But as soon as it has failed from the powerhouse, everything is stopped. Similarly, the real power is Krishna. He is the powerful, Shaktiman. When he desires, there is creation, this material manifestation. And when he winds up, everything is finished. This is the way. So how he is doing that? That is explained in this chapter. Panchatattva. He is acting by expansion of his different features. So, Nityananda Prabhu is the immediate expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here at Mayapur, this very place where you are now sitting, with all these five features, Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Advaita Prabhu, and Gadadhar Prabhu, Srinivas Prabhu, so he himself, Krishna, and Nityananda Prabhu is immediate expansion of his personal self. Advaita Prabhu is incarnation of Krishna or Vishnu, Mahavishnu, three, and Gadadhar Prabhu is the expansion of spiritual energy, and Srinivas Prabhu is the expansion of his marginal potential and marginal energy. Jiva-tattva. Jiva-tattva, Shakti-tattva, and Prakash-tattva, and Avatar-tattva. He himself, this Pancha-tattva. This Pancha-tattva will be explained in this chapter. That is the proposal of the author. Guru-tattva kahiyachi ebe pacher vichar. Consideration of the five. So although the absolute truth is one, he expands in his various features. That has been divided in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's practical exposition of tattva vichar in six. Five personal and the guru is also representative. Sakshad haritena samasta shastrai. Guru is also expansion of Hari for the benefit of the conditioned soul. For the benefit of the conditioned soul, he is within everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. So he's trying to teach us from within, and his sense is representative for preaching without. So Krishna is so kind that he is preaching about himself, because of without knowing, without understanding the tattva, veti mang tattva, without understanding the absolute truth as he is, there is no question of getting out of the clutches of Maya. Mamiv prapadyante mayamitang tarantite. One who surrenders unto me, Krishna says, he can get out of the clutches of maya. Maya means this material life. We have forgotten ourselves that we are intimately related with Krishna. We have got a special function on his behalf. Just like part and parcel of my body, the finger has got a special function, the leg has got a special function, the head has got a special function. Similarly, we all part and parcel of Krishna, we have got a special function in relationship with the Lord. When we are forgetful of this special relationship with Krishna, that is called conditional life or material life. Material life means we do not serve Krishna, but we serve our senses. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, like that. That is material life. We are serving. There is no doubt about it. But every one of us, we are serving our senses. Kama dinang kutidhana kutidha palita dhunnidesa. Therefore, in order to stop the stupidity of serving our senses, which will never come to an end, simply increase our bondage, we have to come to the spiritual master. Adho Gurbhasram. He will teach how to convert or to divert the activities of the senses to please Krishna. Krishnandriya tripti vancha tarnam prem, dhare prem na. The senses will act. The Mayavadi philosophers, they try to stop the activities of the senses. Yogis also. Yoga indriya sangyam. The yogis artificially try to stop the sense activities. They are simply because common man, they know activities mean sense activities, sense satisfaction. So the yogis, they artificially try to stop the sense activities. That is called pranayama, dhyan, dharana, asana, pranayama, like that. But that artificial stoppage of sense activities will not be ultimately beneficial. Or thinking that my sense activities may be stopped, I become silent, become one with the Supreme. That will also not help us. The real philosophy is the sense activities must be there, but purified. That is real life. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam, purified. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti richyate. We cannot stop sense activities, that is not possible. Artificially, if we stop, even as a big successful yogi or jnani, it will not act. There are many instances. Just like Vishwamitra Muni, he was a great yogi. So artificially he was trying to stop the sense activities. But it also failed, that end. Later on, he met one beautiful woman and he failed in controlling the senses. That is the history. He was the biggest yogi, Vishwamitra Muni. Similarly, there are many so-called jnanis also, trying to become one with the Supreme. And that is also not possible. Chennera vindakha vimukta manina. Vimukta manina, they are thinking that they have become liberated. And that is not the fact. Why it is not fact? Tai asta bhava abhisuddha buddhaya. Because they did not take to the devotional service. Tai asta bhava. They have no information of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, despite their severe austerities and penances and rising to the platform of Brahma realization, Arujya Krichina Parang Padam Tata Patanti Vipharna. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is practically teaching us with his five associates. Advaita, Nityananda, Gadadhar, and Sivasadi, Gaur Bhaktaminda. Therefore, if we want to approach the Absolute Truth, it is our duty to offer our respect to these five features of the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasadi, Gaur Bhaktaminda. Therefore, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we first of all worship the Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar. Then we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then it will be successful. Without going through the Panchatattva, with the mercy, nobody can understand Krishna. It will remain a myth. Therefore Krishna says, Manushanam Sahasresu Kaschid Jatati Siddhaya. Jatatama visiddhyanam kaschid vettimam tat. You cannot understand Krishna without the mercy of these Panchatattva. Therefore, Krishna, although he came personally, he taught the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and asked people, Sarvadhanman parityajya mamitam saranam vraja. But because we are murhas, we misunderstood Krishna. We could not take the last instruction of Krishna. Therefore Krishna again came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us how to approach Krishna. If we read the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his acceptance of sannyas order, his preaching all over India, his chanting and dancing, his living at Jagannath Puri, his activities, his meeting with the devotees, his Gundicha Marjan, his Rathajatra Kirtan. If we study all these activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately you understand Krishna. Therefore, we are inviting you at this place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his birthright, to take the inspiration given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That will help us understanding Krishna. Tato mang tattvato gyantya visadi tadanantaram. If you simply understand Krishna tattvato in truth, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, namo mahavadannaya, Krishna prema pradaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities means he is distributing Krishna prema, love of Krishna. He has no other business. He has no other business. At the full youthful age, he gave up his family life, beautiful wife, most obedient, perfect wife, beautiful wife, mother, affectionate mother, very good prestige, social prestige, Nimai Pandit, learned scholar, everything he sacrificed. Takpa sudhastadam, rajyalakhim, give up everything. That is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And become a servant of Krishna, personally. He is Krishna himself. But he is teaching us how to become servant of Krishna. This is the significance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. So, in this chapter, how Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna himself, along with his personal associates, Sangapangasta Parsadam, Krishna comes to kill the demons. Paritrana sadhunam vinashayacha duskitam. This is the business of Krishna, two-sided business. One side killing the demons, another side giving the protection to the devotees. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this spot 488 years ago to handle the same two principles, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya duskritam. He vinashaya duskritam. He killed Jagai Madai. Not by the body, but by their atrocious activities. Stop that. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is to kill the demon, not by life, but by their heinous activities. Anyone who comes to be killed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heinous, nefarious activities becomes killed and he becomes a Vaishnava, just like Jagai Madhai. So at the present moment, the whole world is full of Jagai Madhai. That four principles. Jagai Madhai means illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. This is Jagai Madhai. So this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is killing these Jagai Madhai principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat eating. So one side killing the Jagai Madhai principle and other side protection, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Thank you very much.